And as promised, I thought we should go running a marathon. You ready for this? 42 Ks, 26 miles on the old scale. Yes, it's not the kind of thing you take on lightly. We all had to train for that kind of event. But what about running 366 of these marathons, one every day, for a whole year and a bit? Is that even on your bucket list? It sounds completely insane, doesn't it? But not to Alan Murray and Jeanette Murray-Wakelin, who took the challenge on. In 2013, this couple ran almost 16,000 kilometres around Australia. They encountered the torrential rains of a cyclone, bushfires, charging wild horses, 40-plus degree heat, broken bones, and swarms and swarms and yet more swarms of flies. And they did it all only while eating raw foods. Oh, and did I mention they're both in their 60s? Whatever possessed them? A movie about Jeanette and Alan's record-breaking effort is out this week. It's called Raw, and Amanda Smith asks them why they ran one more than 365 marathons.
When we got to Melbourne after 365 days, so we started and finished in Melbourne, mm-hmm. we heard on the grapevine there was a fellow who had done the same thing. He'd set a world record. So we thought, just for the record, we'd run an extra marathon.
Throw an extra one in there.
So we actually ran from the CBD in Melbourne out to Warrandyte, which was our hometown.
Along the Yarra Trail.
Along the Yarra Trail, and that was 45 kilometres.
Right. Now, running a marathon is on a lot of people's bucket lists, I think, running a marathon. 366, not so much, I'd say. Jeanette, why did you decide to take this on?
Well, we wanted to do something that was going to attract, you know, attention, basically. Not for ourselves, but more for the message that it conveyed on how when you make conscious lifestyle choices in every direction, it can make a huge difference to the outcome and how basically you can do anything that you set your mind or heart to. If you, you know, if you're thinking more consciously about the choices you make.
And now, in your past, you'd had a cancer diagnosis, yeah? How did that sort of play into doing this kind of thing?
Well, yes, that definitely was a part of it. I was diagnosed about 12 years previous to the run, and I was told I only had 6 months to live. So there's a point at which you might want to start making some conscious lifestyle choices, which we did, and it changed, you know, everything in our lives. And within that 6 months, I was completely clear. So I really wanted to share and be, you know, I was very passionate about sharing that information as much as I possibly could with as many people as I could. So running around Australia, it was going to take a year. We figured if we can be in the news for a year, that ought to reach a lot of people. And in fact, it was quite amazing how many people we reached worldwide.
Well, now you did this run, Alan, eating only raw foods. That's an awful lot of bananas. What else did you eat?
It was a lot of bananas. In fact, in the year we went through about 170 cases of bananas. But no, we ate just lots of fruits, watermelons, mangoes, pineapples, that sort of thing.
Well, I have to say you both have the lean, mean bodies of long-distance runners, no doubt assisted by all those bananas and pineapples and watermelons. Now, you started, as you said, in Melbourne. It was January, the height of summer. Soon you encountered bushfires and then a cyclone with winds and torrential rain. There was one point when you were running also in 42 degree heat. Let's hear what that was like for you.
I know, it's just so hot. Like the water in here is boiling. I had to get down here because the heat's been just coming off the road. That radiant heat has just been too much and it's hot enough without, it's just been like burning us, like you're standing over an oven or something. It's just amazing and hot.
You can feel the heat coming through our shoes. It's that hot.
Yeah, it's a good thing we've got some in the freezer.
We have. I look forward to that.
Yeah. so draining. So draining.
Yeah, it is. Oh well, only 10K to go.
Alan, now I interrupted you. You were going to tell us a story when we threw to that grab from your film. What's your story?
It was actually 45 degrees and we were running up this hill and this farmer came along with his tractor and he said, what are you doing? You guys, you can't run in this sort of weather. We said, well, we have to do it today and we told him why. He said, look, hop onto my tractor. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'll take you down to the farm and we'll have a lovely barbecue. Well, that wasn't really on our schedule, so we just sort of carried on. But
yes, well, you can't cheat like that, I guess.
No.
One striking aspect from that grab too is how you balance each other out. You know, we heard there that when one of you's feeling disheartened, the other says something optimistic, as you saying there, Alan, only 10 Ks to go. Jeanette, is that what kept each of you going? The sort of the encouragement from the other.
Absolutely. That's been working for us for 48 years.
That's how long you've been married?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good message for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Jeanette, is adventure and creating these kinds of physical challenges, like the year of marathons, what keeps the spark in your relationship?
Yes, I think so. But I think the most important thing is a sense of humour.
Tell us about it.
Well,
Alan?
Sense of humour, yeah. I don't know. It's we've been married now 48 years, and we've always worked and played together. So we've just come to know each other so well.
Well, your love for one another was a big help, I think, but it also made it kind of difficult at times. Alan, there was one point where you thought about quitting. Let's listen.
Today, when Jeanette had a little fall on the highway and took some skin off, I thought, you know, I couldn't do this. Yeah, I felt really bad because Jeanette was obviously in a lot of pain. She'd come down on the hard tar field and taken some skin off, and she was already suffering a little bit with a sore arm. And I thought, you know, this just isn't fair to ask her to carry on with us, because I could see that it was really going to be, she's going to be in a lot of pain. And after we talked for a while, and well, then we realised that, okay, she was going to be all right this time, but my instant reaction was, oh, I think we should just not do this.
Well, Alan, Jeanette did end up breaking a couple of ribs from that fall. Was it difficult, you know, to watch her struggle and vice versa, to watch each other struggle?
It was. And like we just said, there was a couple of times there where we thought we just had to call it quits. And but Jeanette is very resilient. And once there, we just said, well, let's just walk. We'll just walk for 4 or 5K and see how we feel. And after that, we sort of struggled into a small trot and then we were off again.
Well, Jeanette, I think you did think of stopping at one point, but a Facebook post motivated you? What was that? What did it say?
It was a day that was, I was just sort of feeling like, does anyone even know we're out here? You know, what's the point? Someone made a comment and they said, don't stop, the whole of Romania is watching you.
The whole of Romania? Alan, how did Romania get onto this?
Well, just through the powers of Facebook, I guess, and we had a big blog going. Mm. But there was an instant when that person said that we thought, we just can't stop now. And we were running for various charities, and we also had some very good sponsors, so stopping was not an option.
Well, now, Jeanette earlier talked about her cancer diagnosis some 12, 13 years ago and the sort of prompt that gave. You've had your own health concerns, I think. Didn't you used to smoke 2 packets of cigarettes a day and were overweight? I've referred to your leanness. What happened?
25 years ago, I was smoking 2 packets a day, drinking a lot, eating meat pies and milk, you know, that sort of thing. And suddenly I realised that I had to make some changes. And really, when Jeanette was diagnosed with cancer, we both went onto the same program. And I got really, really well. I couldn't believe how fit and well I felt.
Well, now we've heard a bit about the challenges that you both faced on the road with all these marathons, a marathon a day over a year. What's a highlight you can share with us, Alan?
A highlight? I think running into Melbourne on New Year's Eve was really one of the highlights. It really was.
Why?
Because we'd always, in the back of our mind, we'd sort of hope that we'd always get here, and that day we did. I think the next highlight was running the next day from Melbourne out to Wollongong.
I would have thought that would be a low light, having to do a whole other one. That was also a highlight, yeah?
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, I think out of all the marathons we ran, 366, that was the easiest marathon we ran.
The 366th.
Yeah. Because we were fully trained and we had people around us. We just felt a bit like Forrest Gump, actually.
Alan Murray and his partner of 48 years, Jeanette Murray-Wakelin, who ran 366 consecutive marathons every day for a year and a tiny bit back in 2013. I've actually taken a photo of the couple's duck feet running shoes, and I'll put that up on the Best of Life Matters webpage. And as I mentioned before, a film about their journey called Raw is launching this week. There's some details there and Jeanette and Alan's website link as well, again on the same Best of Life Matters page.